Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steven, 10 in the morning now, 6:46 here on a, what is this, Monday morning? Three big things with Steven 10. Football, Chiefs 23, Chargers 20 in overtime, and it was a bit ugly. Weekend traffic crashes kill a man near El Dorado and a pedestrian on I-135 north of Wichita. Senate to consider how to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Some heavy traffic out there right now on K96. Watch out between Woodlawn and Webb Road, right in the Rock Road area there. We've got some slow-moving traffic to report. We've also got one of the lower gasoline prices we've seen out there. Got a call from traffic tracker Mean Dean, and he was calling in from Newkirk, Oklahoma. So,
why is Dean mean? Is he just have a bad temper or what?
I don't know. Right.
Mean?
I don't know why, but he said gasoline prices in Newkirk, Oklahoma, $1.80 a gallon.
Mean Dean, all right.
Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low, 56. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 76 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 57 degrees, and we have a south wind at 7 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Stocks ended the trading week in the red Friday.
One final sell-off to end the week, sending the major averages lower with both the NASDAQ and the S&P notching their longest losing streaks of the year. The catalyst? Technology, yet again. Apple officially entering bear market territory, which means it's fallen 20% from its record high, which it only reached 2 weeks ago. Apple has also given up $500 billion in market value since then. Technology has been persistently volatile after investors spent the pandemic months pouring money into those names and are now seeing value opportunities in other sectors of the market. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development's top leader has resigned after failing to find a way to address a backlog of tens of thousands of unemployment benefit claims.
Wow.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers' office said Caleb Frostman stepped down at Evers' request. The governor has been taking intense criticism for months over the department's inability to process the backlog of claims that began building after the coronavirus pandemic hurt the economy. This is again in Wisconsin. And according to the department data, 713,508 weekly claims from nearly 100,000 people were still in process as of Saturday.
Sheesh. Wow.
You got to look at that and say,
that affects people.
I would blame it on the computers, first thing I do.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Something's wrong with these computers.
Ha.
Gotta be. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, in here this morning. Politics and money management. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. You know, I can't count the number of conversations that I've had with clients and others about how the political scene may or may not affect investment markets. Well, it's difficult, if not impossible, to determine how any combination of executive, legislative, and congressional branches with legislative will legislate, encourage, mandate, or change the economic environment to the degree that it's going to affect your investment wealth. I say that it's impossible to predict specific combinations of, and causes and effects that may affect the markets with any sort of consistency. However, there is logic that can be followed to spot potential trends. One should never make emotional investment decisions based upon a feeling or a political point of view. I can point out a dozen seemingly obvious investment decisions that were 180 degrees wrong. For example, what if you were to go to cash with all investments before the election because you fear the markets will dip? And what if you were right? The markets crashed. Well, when do you get back into the markets? Will you be able to call the bottom and reinvest? Every market crash has something in common: recovery. So, unless you need to use your money in the next couple of years, why even get out? Earlier this year, the Dow dropped from 30,000 to 18,000. In fewer than 5 months, it was almost back to its previous highs. Base your investment risk upon your specific set of circumstances. That means invest for your income needs, wealth, age, and growth needs. Don't invest because of the way you think that politics might affect your market. So if you're invested for your needs, you control everything except how the market behaves. That is a powerful position to be in. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
All right. Yeah, so does the smoke involved or impact you in any way in your health? Are you breathing?
I have noticed it. Definitely,
I haven't
seen it, and I thought I smelt it. Of course, that might have been my ribs on the grill the other day. But
yeah.
But I know that I've got a lot of family in California, and
my mom
couldn't go out and do her walks or get out and play pickleball. You know, because she was.
Where's she living in relation to all these fires?
She's in Northern California, and she's very close. My brother's in the wine country, and he said there was one as a crow flies about 10 miles away from him. It didn't get to him, fortunately. But the Bay Area, Monterey, you know, San Francisco, even inland Sacramento, they're getting hit real hard.
And the other
man.
Thing is, Oregon's really getting clobbered too.
Oh gosh, yes, it's the same stuff up there.
Yeah, but you don't have any allergies or anything like that?
I do have allergies, and I think I've had a bit of a cough. That comes up every once in a while because of that. I think that's
check for the fever. Check for the fever.
Yeah, no, it's not that. I've been tested a number of times. So.
I mean, you know the Supreme Court thing. This is going to be really interesting over the next couple of weeks.
That is
as we head toward an election. It's what, 6 weeks away? Five weeks?
Yeah,
it's getting close. Anyway.
It is. It is.
And you know, the Supreme Court's made up of 9 justices, nominated and by the president, approved by the Senate. This is the way it works. I was just thinking on the way to work this morning about. When Franklin Roosevelt tried to pack the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
By adding two positions.
Well, I've heard that talk of that this time, too, you know.
He's going to add 2 positions, and, of course, he would then be the one who would nominate
them. Yeah.
And he had a huge, you know, he was very, very popular, so he probably would have got him okayed. But somebody said, nope, you can't do that. Can't pack the Supreme Court, Mr. President.
Well, I guess they could make the determination to do that and legislate that.
But
it would be, I don't know how good of an idea that is.
I don't think it's a very good idea. Now, you've got, how many times over the past few years, though, have we had 5-4 votes?
Right.
Just about every time.
Well, and with
on the big issues.
And what if the election goes to the Supreme Court and they don't have one in there?
Hmm.
It could be 4-4.
It's
a weird time. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all pans out.
Yeah, it's going to be the next 4 or 5 weeks going to be real interesting. All right, we'll keep you posted.
All right.
Thank you, Don. 6:55. Now, Steve and Ted coming up top of the hour. All the news here at KNSS with Steve and Ted. Senators considering how to replace Justice Ginsburg, who died Friday. That story and more news coming up at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.